Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Here's what happened in football history on August 28th. The first sudden death overtime occurs in a preseason matchup. The Chicago Bears bury the college All-Stars on a couple different occasions on this date in history, and we remember the great people and events of the gridiron and such a great sport. And it's all coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history, and to the Sports History Network, where we are one of 23 great podcasts on there. The headquarters of Sports Yesteryear is what it is, SportsHistoryNetwork.com, and we are talking here on Pigskin Dispatch about August 28th in football history. And we're going to start off in the year 1941 in the news with the 8th Chicago Charity College Football All-Stars game. It's played as a defending NFL champion at the time, the Chicago Bears defeated the All-Star team 37-13 with a crowd of over 98,000 watching at Soldier Field. The All-Stars MVP of the game was none other than the University of Minnesota's running back, George Frank. Now, sort of a repeat, August 28, 1942, same day a year later, again in Chicago, Illinois, the city hosts the 9th annual Chicago Charities College Football All-Stars game, with the NFL champion again being the Chicago Bears facing the College Stars. The paid attendance of over 101,000 watched as the Bears blanked the Collegians 21-0. The game's most valuable player, always a college All-Star player, was Bruce Smith, the halfback from the University of Minnesota. So amazing, 2 years in a row, played on the same day, Chicago against the All-Stars, and a University of Minnesota grad was the MVP. That's pretty amazing stuff there. Maybe that'll give you an answer on one of your football trivia questions at your next game. August 28, 1955, the very first NFL preseason sudden death overtime is played when the Los Angeles Rams defeated the New York Giants 23-17. Our newspapers.com football history headline of the day comes from the Long Beach Independent, and there the very next morning when they said, "Younger Tharp Waller star in overtime thriller." The LA Rams offense at the time was a powerhouse, spearheaded by their talented quarterback Norm Van Brocklin. They did not showcase the normal aerial onslaught they put on most defenses, though, as the running game reigned supreme in the Rams huddle on this day. Rookie Ron Waller returned a punt 43 yards to pay dirt, and another Rams rook, Corky Tharp, had some big gainers himself. Prior to the contest, it was agreed the game, if it ended in a tie, it would be played using the new sudden death overtime rules. Tied it was, as the Giants' Alex Webster roughhoused the ball over the line from 3 yards to finish an 80-yard G-man drive. Ed Price ran hard on fourth down early to score, and another field goal by the Giants completed the circuit of the scoring. With the game tied at 17, the Rams' Tank Younger capped off a 76-yard drive early in overtime by plunging into the end zone from 1 yard out. Now, if you want to be able to read through some old articles like we just did from the Long Beach Independent, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating all the way back to 1798 to yesterday. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers, and with a paid subscription, also be helping to support the production of this and other Sports History Network shows. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers to get your free first 7 days. Now let's go to some Hall of Fame birthdays for this August 28th, and we'll start off in the year 1945. Jim Lynch. He was a former linebacker from the University of Notre Dame who was born on this day. In fact, Lynch was the defensive captain of the 1966 Fighting Irish National Championship team. He played professionally for 11 seasons on the Kansas City Chiefs in both the American Football League and the National Football League. Lynch was selected to become a member of the College Football Hall of Fame in 1992 so that his accomplishments on the college football field will forever be remembered. August 28, 1956, Ken Clark. He was a nose guard, defensive tackle hailing from Syracuse University, and he played in the NFL for the Philadelphia Eagles, Seattle Seahawks, and the Minnesota Vikings, and enjoyed a great 14-year career in the league. Now, those are some tremendous players that got to play, and we had those great all-star games between the Chicago Bears 2 years in a row and the University of Minnesota. Their players were really representing, grabbing those MVP trophies, those all-star games. It's too bad we can't go back to those. The last one was played in 1976, but those were just some tremendous games. Those were like the early Super Bowl. You'd have 100-some thousand. We have 98,000 one game, 101,000 the other game at Soldier Field, watching some early spring or early fall, late summer classics with those great college all-stars and the National Football League champions playing against them. We'll never see anything like that again in this age and of free agency and collective bargaining agreements and that. But what a spectacle it was. I'm glad I got to see at least a couple of those, but get to enjoy the history of them every summer. I really enjoy these stories on them. And Joe Ziemba on the When Football Was Football podcast on Sports History Network, he has a really good special on the College All-Star Games in Chicago, his hometown, where he goes through quite a bit of its history in more detail. So make sure you check that out, and the newspaper man that got those started. So we're sure glad that you joined us today. We thank you for once again joining us. We thank you for visiting pigskindispatch.com, and we hope that you will send us an email. Give us some feedback, pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at pigskindispatch and pigskindispatch. Facebook page. Also, I post on LinkedIn as Darren Hayes and on Facebook as Darren Hayes. So you can look at both of those. But also see us on the sportshistorynetwork.com or your favorite podcast provider, Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans, this is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.